Hello and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Niall. And with is me it? Tonight, yes, with me tonight
Noodle.
Is Bulge.
Hello.
And Nathan.
Harald.
Hello.
Aletta.
And you did to the tonight, by the way.
Hmm?
And you said tonight.
Yeah, on purpose to annoy. No, it didn't annoy you, because that's what you do, isn't it? Fuck.
Annoyed yourself.
Hmm. I hope you all enjoy. Hang on, I didn't release that to the public, did I? The false starts. No, I didn't, did I?
No.
Sign up to Patreon.
Find out more.
From £3.60 with VAT, as it turns out.
So Bulge was right all along.
Yes. Maths, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're technically. Yeah, you are right. But not. Because it wasn't the fact that you were arguing about the price of a meal deal or the price that you couldn't fathom that £3 was less than £3.40.
Say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
You didn't see the concentration on his face to say that.
Hogan.
Without going Hulk Hogan, whoever he is.
Brother. Why did I even say Hulk Hogan in the first place?
Because you're from Tibet.
Yeah, I know that. Why the fuck were we talking about Hulk Hogan's what I meant.
John did the pythons thing.
I've done that on purpose.
No, you didn't.
I believe you. Millions wouldn't. Right. Damn and blast. Sign up to our goddamn Patreon.
Yeah.
From £3. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Free Gwen.
From £3 plus VAT. A month from. You can go higher if you do wish.
That'd be lovely.
Let's give a massive props and shout out to Benny. And
base.
Michael from South Carolina as our top tiered £10 patrons. That was a lot of T's and P's.
Now you reminded them they're going to cancel it and go down on
fuck
tier.
Me. But the pound to the dollar's all right, apparently, so that's chump change to Michael. But no, massive thank you to you guys. Massive thank you to the rest of you for signing up.
Yeah, listen, genuinely, continued support is like.
Oh, yeah.
Heartwarming for one.
Discord's a good laugh.
Yeah,
if you are a Patreon already, get onto the Discord.
Yes.
And if you're not a Patreon, get on the Patreon. And then once you're a patron, get on the Discord. It's quite simple.
You can join the Assetto Corsa Challenge.
Well, they can join it anyway. But they can discuss it with us.
Basically, you can listen to, or read me and Niall bicker about who's fasterly.
But no, seriously, from £3 a month plus VAT. yeah, not only does your support warm our cockles and make us feel good and encourage us to carry on doing this, and not that we need encouraging to do that, really, but...
No,
it does massively help, and the support means a lot. And we do sometimes feel like our audience is in the room with us, because this room is empty apart from us.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, a lot of people listen, a lot of people enjoy what we do. And if you're a certain listener, then you know that we've been there to help you through certain things. Massive shout out to you, my man. But yeah, become a patron. Helps us out massively. Good things on the horizon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Probably.
Why hopefully?
I don't know.
No, hopefully good things on the horizon.
Why hopefully?
Did I say hopefully then? I didn't mean to. Some good things on the horizon.
Well, we're going to Wales, isn't this?
Well, I'm just talking about the other thing.
The bag.
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah. That's not that fucked up in my head.
That was funny. I wasn't ready for that.
2 weeks in a row.
So hopefully, I'm not going to say hopefully anymore. We have ordered some merchandiseo.
Hopefully,
yes. No, shut up.
We have ordered some merchandise.
All right, Niall, you're having fun there.
It's not so easy, is it?
I stupidly said merchandiseo the first time, trying to be ironic. Like, oh, aren't I fun with my play on words? And then
it's Italian.
So ordered some merchandise, which will be available directly.
It's probably the best. Yeah, directly, yeah. Within a week or so.
What I would like to say, though,
they've heard
is
this before.
Four times. Yeah. What I would like to say, though, is that we are open to suggestions. So we have had a couple of people ask about lanyards. Which?
Lanyard.
Okay.
Say it properly.
Lanyards.
Hulk Hogan.
Which we are fine with getting, but we want to know that people are actually going to take them. Because...
Take them? Come around my house.
Well...
Buy them.
Yes. So, please let us know what you would purchase if you would like sticker kits, if you would like key rings.
Those sticker kits, by the way.
Magnets.
Fridge magnets, yeah.
Lanyards.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck. And we could, definitely do with an air freshener right now. Like, immediately.
Right. Can you do that bit again? Just that last bit? No?
I don't...
Well, just because he's well,
oh, saying it properly. Right, yeah, okay. So...
Say lanyards properly.
Lanyards. If you would be interested in buying a lanyard, if you...
A lanyard.
A lanyard.
A short yard.
Any sort of yards will do.
Lanyard.
A lanyard. If you'd like to buy a lanyard, then get on the HQ and say, Lesnar, boys, us has been thinking about one of the lanyards you're selling. Be proper of, good if us could have one.
Got a couple of thirsty mitts.
Yeah. God, pissing Christ. Thing. We're full of maggots. Yeah, so...
Oh, this is the best start to an episode we've ever done.
Again.
What was the last one good, was it?
Yeah, fucking brilliant. So, as I was saying...
Again.
Sticker kits, magnets, key rings, lanyards...
Fridge magnets.
Fridge magnets. Anything. Let us know.
Coasters?
Cuddly toy?
Fucking, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
God, my... Everything
that
hurts.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Fucking
it was
filth.
That's, yeah.
Did you even hear him do it?
Yeah. But it was
you
like
could
a...
You miss it.
He was like a...
What are you doing on your phone?
Googling
people.
Googling his anal symptoms.
Googling how many hard-boiled eggs you have to eat for your farts to smell like that. Because I can tell you it's about six.
Can you eat them on your beetus diet, can you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Eggs are good, mate.
Beetus. Oh, beetus, sorry. I thought we got whisking eggs, something was going on there. Yeah, so basically, what? Don't just say, well, I wouldn't mind one of them, and then not buy one. Because we're going to buy the shit in.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that before. I've gone, yeah, fuck it, I'd buy a t-shirt, mate. If you had someone offer, then he put someone off and don't buy any. But, yeah, t-shirts are these... Potentially. No. T-shirts, hoodies, hopefully. T-shirts, hoodies, lanyards, fridge magnets.
Yeah.
Stickers.
Yeah, so it will
air
be...
Car air fresheners.
It will be things like the lanyards that, I'll be honest, we'll pre-order.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want them, we'll put a pre-order thing on. And once we've got enough for our minimum order quantity,
yep.
We will hors d'oeuvre them for you.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah. Order!
Order!
But yeah, long and short of it is that unless 10 people want them...
Well, there's 20 people on Patreon.
Yeah, but out of the 20, how many are going to actually want...
About half. About half, I
reckon. Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on up.
And can I just say, we have mentioned, as Bulge said, we have said that we're going to do this before. But genuinely, this is going to happen. Are we going to set up a website?
Well, John's currently doing that, and it sounds like a massive pain.
No,
in the
I just wanted, and I know it's probably an off-air discussion.
That wasn't even me, that was the mic.
That was a microphone. I'm sorry, that completely threw
Take
me
it
off.
Away.
Why don't we just do a Facebook store?
I suppose we could.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're able to listen to this podcast, then you have Facebook.
Yeah, because that's the only place we've ever pushed it, ever.
Yeah, effectively.
Well, I suppose we could do. What's those shops called? E-commerce, whatever it is.
Yeah, but then you've got to pay for the shit.
But not a lot. It's like £1 for the first year and then £5 afterwards. I don't think it's mega money. And then we just buy a domain. www.lemonadelifestyle.co.uk.
Someone's going to buy that now. Me.
Yeah. Cool. Saves us some money. And then, yeah, they can just go to the website. We can add discount codes and all the rest of it. All right. We're incredibly immature this evening. John, fuck off.
I missed
If you
were
off your phone, you wouldn't have missed it, would you?
Fuck you. I'm trying to do two things at once.
Yeah, but you can't. We know this.
Can.
No, you can't. What was you doing? It doesn't even look like he's thinking, does he?
No, he just don't want to tell you.
What were you doing? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That was it. Might cheer you up a bit.
Your
supervisor would have less fists in his head. It's his supervisor.
Or his anus.
Are you still doing that, are you?
Yeah.
Fuck me, what introduction that was.
Yeah. Christ, that was a long-winded way of saying we got some shit for sale in a minute.
Maybe. Maybe.
We got some shit for sale in a minute.
Oh, dear.
Christ almighty.
Right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we might as well. I mean, yeah, Niall's never done.
He hasn't. Surprised there's not more miniature versions of him running around.
Probably firing blanks. Right.
You hope you're firing blanks anyway.
Oh, my eye hurts. Oh, God. That's killed us off, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't even. The problem is now is that I'm like, how do we go into the next conversation?
Oh, while I'm thinking about it, how much did you die at the maths conundrum I put up on the.
What maths conundrum?
On the group chat the other day.
Did I
when
see
you
it?
When, so it was that standard thing of where I take the piss out of you because you're illiterate, and you take the piss out of me because I can't add up.
Oh, and I said to you, what's bigger, 1/2 or 7/14?
That's the one.
Yeah, what's the answer?
I don't know. And the same, apparently, I don't know.
The same, it is the same, yeah.
Okay.
Well, 7's half of 14, isn't it?
Do you remember what my comeback was for that?
No.
The if Pablo has 24 apples and Mary eats six of them.
I died laughing at that. Find it and read it out.
Yeah.
It's such a wanky episode, but probably the best one we've ever done.
Yeah.
So basically, yes, me and Niall do give each other loads of shit about him being illiterate. is it Tampon Bay or is it before that? There it is. Right. So,
bearing in mind, what you're not going to get across is the tension between me and you beforehand. And then you said, what?
I said, take your, if Pablo has 24 apples and Mary eats six, and we assume gravity is a thing, how many donkeys does it take to choke a homeless person, mass conundrums, and poke them up your ring piece?
God.
And that apparently fucked Niall all the way up.
Oh, yeah. To leave where I was, because it was getting embarrassing, because I was laughing so hard. Oh, God almighty.
So,
cars, talk
yeah.
to me.
If you listened to last week's episode...
Unlucky.
We had an unexpected guest.
Oh,
on,
yeah.
On the telephone.
Is he the one who used to send us all the chocolate?
Yeah.
Why has he stopped doing that, Pete?
Well...
Does he still listen?
This was the thing, is that he sent me...
Oh, dear.
He sent me a message.
That mad boot.
Yeah.
Got some bale of backy here for you.
Bale of backy.
Two things.
You're all cunts, and I don't like you anymore.
Two things.
One, to declare a disaster shit podcast... 3 seconds after I got off the phone seemed a bit harsh. Secondly, to not thank a guest caller for their time is just not the correct etiquette. My 5-star review may be rescinded and changed to a 2.5-star review, as this has been declared as a bang average behaviour. Is what he said.
Nice.
And I said, it was nothing personal. it has at least made you listen to this episode. And he said, yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm 10 behind.
Well, 10's not bad.
20 weeks, that is.
We've been going for 3 years.
Same amount of time. Meg. In my maths.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so our guest caller, William, Wendy Miller.
Willie Bub.
Does he not like Wendy?
I mean, he
hasn't had much choice over the years, really.
No. Why is he called Wendy? Oh, God.
No, nothing like that.
This one time in Minehead.
No, just...
At a brothel. Ooh, hairy.
He's a bit of a wend, isn't he?
What's that? A bit of both?
Well, no, just a bit...
Effeminate.
Not effeminate, but...
Like me?
I mean, it's just an Xbox
saying.
No,
he's not a cunt.
He's in touch with...
I mean, it's not even an Xbox saying. Like, come on, you fucking Wendy, get on with it.
I think the more mid-Devonshire term is Jackie. Where are you looking at that from? Jackie X.
Jackie?
What are you doing, you fucking Jackie? My dad's making to call everyone a Jackie. Like a Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
It's your mum's name, isn't it?
Yeah. Bit of a Jesse, so we'll say that. Not the Pinkman.
Not the Stinkman.
Not the no caliber me and my dad when he gets out of prison. Yeah. Jesse either.
Yeah, so...
Fast and Furious.
So, William said about me talking about my days of past with the scuffles that we used to do. Which,
what, fighting?
No. Which, if you don't know what a scuffle is...
Bare knuckle boxing.
It's an off-roading day that...
Brokeback Mountain.
It's most definitely
Armageddon.
Not. It's not professional.
Shove
not
a gerbil in your ass for a tube.
Can
I ask you a question? Yeah, honestly, it's hard sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know I partake
only sometimes.
Partook. It's not partook, is it? Surely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Shows what I know.
You literal fuck.
You literal fuck. Is scuffling and tagging the same thing?
No.
Not the same thing?
No.
Oh. No, scuffling, just fucking about. Tagging, yep. You've like got a purpose.
Yeah, that effectively that. A scuffle is just like an off-road day that you just...
Right,
you turn up, you've got a four-wheel drive.
I'm going to ask you this as someone who doesn't understand and on behalf of our listeners that don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is scuffling just an organised, let's drive our four-wheel drive shit through some mud?
Organised is strong.
Yeah.
No, really.
a lot of it. I mean...
There's a loose
course.
What's
green laning?
Well, green laning is not really like a... It's public paths that you can drive on.
Yeah, it's like bridleways.
It's a bit like bridleways, yeah.
Right, okay.
What are we looking at here?
Is it still there? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. What's that?
Fuck me.
It's wonderful.
Through the mic, psych.
We're talking this off air discussion.
Okay, cool.
But it's related.
Right on.
Yes, so... Yeah, effectively what Adam said. Scuffling is like someone has a bit of land.
And they say, come drive your shit on it.
And you come drive your shit on it, basically. Right. And
make a mess.
Normally, get there's some
up.
Sort of...
Get pissed
loose,
up.
Yeah, they're normally hammered.
Loose correlation between a charity or something similar.
That's just the excuse,
yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
To get pissed up and drive trucks
around.
The one
that used to happen most locally to me, I mean, it wasn't even for a charity. It was to raise money for the hunters, literally, for the fox.
Fucking hell, really?
Yeah, but...
Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you pro hunting?
Am I? Yes, to an extent.
I don't think to an extent. It's a shame they're all cunts, isn't it? Really?
Well,
because they are a bit.
It depends. This is a really tricky conversation to have on air. but it depends.
Controversy.
Yeah, that's the tricky part of it. But it depends.
I thought you knew
around.
Someone who was into hunting. That was why.
Those many people are into hunting, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
you were used to live.
Oh, true.
Williams. family make a living off of it. So
oh, do they?
Effectively. So not entirely.
Most of them, I said. If the hat fits, wear it.
Yeah, and this is the issue, is that they're not all cunts. They're genuinely not. But
in the same way that not all BMW drivers are knobheads.
Exactly.
But most of them are.
But most
about about 50% of them in this room, I'd say. Yeah.
But most knobheads drive BMWs.
And I've got two. What does that tell you?
Actually, I'd argue it's more Teslas these days, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was BMW, then Audi, now Teslas. Yeah. Carry on. Yeah.
So, anyway, go back to the scuffling discussion. We'll just not get onto that.
No, we won't. What's green laning?
So, green laning is
that's a shit road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bridleways and
it's not really a road.
Yeah.
It's more a public right of way.
Yeah.
That's about as far as that goes.
Green laning is sort of what Benny does.
That's where you take a road legal car in it, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So you drive to somewhere where there's a whole load of lanes about the place and that you're allowed to drive on. And you just go. And it doesn't have to be organised. You don't have to necessarily pay. I mean, some places you do.
To drive on?
Yeah, but that's only because, you know, somebody owns that land.
Yeah.
And loads of people like driving the lanes and they go, fuck it.
And charge them tenner each.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Tenner all day. You do what you fucking like.
I made 100 quid.
Yeah.
If there's 10 of them.
Yeah. Like that. So that's...
Quick maths.
That's green laning. And then obviously you've got...
Did you ever do tagging then?
Not driving.
Oh.
I've co-piloted, as in getting out and doing the winching and...
I see.
Reading the map.
Reading the map and...
Grabbing the tags.
Grabbing the tags, yeah.
That. Okay.
But, I mean... The biggest issue with tagging from my front is... A, I'm too much of a pussyhole when it comes to doing it.
In what sense?
I mean, some of the fucking places that you've got to drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty shocking, some of it.
And
it's still pretty slow, though, isn't it? You don't have a massive accident, are you?
You want to bet? You roll it down a hill. That'll fucking hurt.
This is the thing. So, effectively, you don't necessarily need a shitload of power, but when you do need a load of power, you need a load of power.
Right.
And that was always my issue, is that all of my scuffle trucks...
Well, didn't you famously buy a Sierra to use a running gear?
Yeah.
I remember the Frontera.
The engine was actually going to go in the Suzuki.
Yeah.
Not in the Frontera.
So I remember you had a Frontera.
I did have a Frontera, yeah.
I think it's by a Range Rover Classic. V8 one.
They're just too expensive, really.
Even back then, there was too much money, wasn't there?
Yeah. At the point, I genuinely bought two Suzuki SJs. Two of them.
Mm-hmm.
For 25p each.
For £200.
See?
Two of them.
Oh, 200 quid for the pair?
For the pair.
100 quid each.
It is, yeah, you're right.
Is it?
You're right, but actually what it was...
Is that more or less than the meal
deal?
What
it was 75 quid for one and 125 for the other.
Yeah, to be fair.
But...
is that more?
Bob just confused.
Carry the four.
I've run out of fucking fingers.
Let's carry the four mean.
That's a four pack, isn't it? You carry the four pack.
Fastos.
But our piston thing was full of maggots.
Yeah, so...
God almighty.
I always used to fuck around with cheap shit, you know, that was rotten, or...
If it dies, it dies.
I could get for nothing, basically. Okay. And the thing
tramp
is
drifting,
that,
basically.
Yeah. When you get into the tagging scene.
Yeah, proper, isn't it?
Well, a lot of it is
agricultural
very proper.
Yeah.
A lot of it is very, very proper. And
well, I've seen a lot of, like, yeah, Land Rovers and Range Rovers that they've just cut everything away and turned it into an roll cage.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody Trayback Range Rover.
Yeah, like
is that.
That
they call it, is it?
Yeah.
Trayback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Cool as fuck.
I mean, but there's mega money in it, like mega money.
Right.
You know, some of these, the tires alone. Like fucking hell.
They last a while though, don't they?
Well, as long as you don't rip the fucking thing off.
Bursting.
Yeah. As long as you don't rip it off the fucking rim, then yes. But,
rim.
So, yeah, with the scuffling, that was. I used to buy these trucks because there was a place that used to do it once a year called Rip A Scuffle.
Right.
Once a year.
Do you still do it?
No.
Oh. Is that why you stopped?
Yes. Ah. But not necessarily planned.
Okay.
It was... I just knew that I didn't have time and...
I think you said we got banned or something.
I wasn't interested in it as much as I was.
Right.
And I thought, fuck it, I'll sell that fucking thing. That,
you discovered girls.
So I sold the Frontera that I had. I sold that. And matey was like dead keen on, oh yeah, I'm going to get ready for Scuffle and blah, blah, blah. And they cancelled it that year and they never did it again.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they cancel it?
It got too big.
Right.
That was the honest...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it literally started off as...
A couple of Mets,
yeah. And
thirsty Mets.
Then a few more Mets joined. And then it was like, actually, we'll charge for this, and we'll do a fundraiser.
Yeah,
you know, and some of the money went Devonair Ambulance, and some of it went wherever.
Yeah,
and then it just got so the very last year, which was also another big reason why I decided to sell the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But the very last year that I did it,
what year was this? Sorry, roughly
13.
I would have
2013.
Yeah,
at least.
I need to keep telling my brain that's not last year.
Yeah, it's not. Roll as fuck, mate.
Oh, probably would be about then.
Yeah.
No, it would be before then. It would be before then, because I reckon I was 18.
Shit.
Maybe 20.
2010?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. But anyway, the last year that I did it,
Did you only ever do this one? The Rip A one.
No, so I used to do a few others,
right?
That were dotted about the place, but it was only ever Scuffles that I got involved in, which was just an arrive and drive.
Mm-hmm.
The rules were four wheel drive.
Well, that was it.
That's it.
Turn up in a Subaru if you want.
Yep. Loads really? Of people did. Yeah, Fiat Pandas.
Oh God, yeah, all of that.
But the last year that I did it is £20 to get in,
right.
And then it's £20 to go on the track. And you can go on...
What's a 40 quid?
Yeah. And you can go on...
Well, what's the difference between going in and going on the track?
Well, if you turned up...
Yeah.
Just to watch...
Yeah, £20.
£20 for your car to go in.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Yeah.
And obviously, I have to pay £20 to get the car in.
Yeah.
And then to go round the track, got to pay £20. So, but... It's cheap when you think about it. £40 for like literally from
motorsport your doorstep.
Yeah,
I knew that was coming.
From from midday.
Well, a track day is 150, 200 quid.
Yeah, from midday.
It seems odd to price it like that. That's what confused me.
Yeah, but anyway, the very last time that I did it, I paid my money, and I probably managed 3 complete laps of the track all day.
Right.
Not because my truck broke, so not because rammed. I was stuck.
Oh, not because it was too busy.
Because it was so busy, and everyone was getting stuck, and it just turns into a car park. Just a very, very muddy car park. So, it just ended up being a complete waste of money, and I think they had so many complaints that...
Could they not just limit how many people can enter, then?
Well, this...
That make more sense than
this,
just stopping
this was, it all. This was what a load of us always discussed, was like... Why don't you do it that you pay and then you go in and you do one complete lap of the track and then you come back and you join the queue and then you go and you do another complete lap of the track and you join the back of the queue.
I just assume that's what happens.
No.
So people just going around all day.
Yeah.
Not all day, but yeah. And then someone joins and yeah.
Yeah.
That's who's backwards.
And then the problem is that always happened is basically you go through the little stream.
Yeah.
And
Ford.
Yeah. And then you get to the other side and there's two options. There's one which used to be known as the bomb hole, which was
TP for
you
that.
You did need a fair truck really to get through it spectacularly. You needed a fair truck. I went through it twice, but it was not spectacular. It was
a bit slow and muddy.
Yeah, yeah, but with the tires I had and whatever, it was good.
And just 38 horsepower of the SJ410.
Yeah, that. Yeah, you know.
Diluted just... through four wheels.
Yeah. six transfer boxes.
Yeah. And four massive tyres, relatively yeah. speaking, to the size of the vehicle.
Yeah, all of that stuff. So, and, but anyway.
One horsepower, sir.
You're in minus numbers. It ain't going to move.
The issue we'd have is that you could go around that,
yep.
which was fine. And then you go back through the river, and then you had a choice. You either carry on up the river,
yep.
or you come out of the river at this point, and then you go and you can do the woodland stage, or you can carry on through the river, come out a bit further up and do the woodland stage from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue was is that there was always someone in the wrong vehicle that tried to go through the bomb hole. And then...
You seen bum or bomb?
Bomb.
Okay.
And then the only way to get them out is dragging them either forwards or backwards, block the whole road.
Yep.
And if a tractor couldn't get there, then it was effectively up to other trucks to try and pull these people out. And it would just cause this...
I'm going
to
fuck that, made a drive.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that. And it would just cause this ridiculous traffic jam.
Sounds like organisation, wasn't there?
Oh, it was horrendous. And then there was...
You'd almost put like a blue sticker on one and a green on the other. And you can do that if you've got a blue one on.
Yeah.
And you get fucking, no, next one for you, slow boy.
Yeah.
Big V8 Range Rover Classic, through you come.
Yeah.
Brains on the seats.
Yeah. No, I'm obsessed with Range Rover Classics during this story.
Essex boys.
And there's yeah. anyway, there was also a couple of lads that died, not at the track.
Oh, I was going to say.
But they drove home pissed rad up.
Oh, I see.
They drove home pissed up and mm-hmm. going too fast. And you possibly would know their names. I didn't know them, but they're from Tiverton. And,
do you know their names?
No.
Oh, okay.
They were in an Impreza and they crashed at Black Cat, basically.
I didn't know that was.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
Ryan Jones and some big lad.
Yeah, what was the big lad called?
I can't remember what the big lad was called. Because he crushed him, didn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
He didn't have a seatbelt on, he crushed Ryan. I went to school with Ryan.
Yeah.
Like primary school, secondary school, we were really, not really, really close.
I mean, picture him in my head, but I just can't think what his name was.
I can almost picture him.
But there was something that... Because people used to go there and camp over, and it was all, that's fine if that's what you wanted to do. And then, I don't know exactly what happened, but there was some sort of altercation and a fight.
Right.
And they got in the car and left, and they'd
that's
been
right.
drinking for a long time, and a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And by the sounds of it, he was also going like hell.
Yeah.
And unfortunately met his demise against
Sad.
A tree.
Demise.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. That's what it was. And as he was flung across, he literally just crushed him to death. Because I think the passenger, the guy I knew, Ryan, had his belt on.
That's right.
Like, I believe, anyway. It's a long time ago that now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it makes sense, actually. So, 2010 sounds about right.
Anyway, the scuffle was... When I very first started doing it, I think I was 13 the first year that I entered.
I suppose you can enter it at that age because it's off-road, isn't it?
Off-road, yeah, private land, etc., etc. It was really, really good back then. Like,
yeah.
Really good because it was busy, but a traffic jam was only 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and someone would have pulled whoever was stuck in the hill or wherever they were stuck out or dragged them back to the... paddock
bits
yeah dragged them back because they're broken
yeah
and you could effectively just keep going and the other thing as well is that you could do the woodland loop repeatedly
yeah
so if you got
because no one's getting stuck you mean
yeah if, right. if you got to the ford on the way back through and you could see it was all jammed up then you'd just effectively spin round and then go and do the woodland loop a couple more times until it's not all snarled up and
okay.
And then, all right, crack on. We'll go and do the first part of the track again.
Yeah.
There were.
I must admit, I've never ever been to a scuffle or any
good,
near
good
one.
Laugh. Like genuinely,
would and you still it, go to one now?
Oh, if I had the same vehicles that I had back then, 100%, because it is like those things you don't care about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like this was always my other thing. Look, what I was saying about being too much of a pussy hole for doing the tagging. I also wouldn't be fucking brave enough if I had one of these trucks that
you got 15 grand into it
and
you're like,
the rest.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh fuck me, yeah.
What sort of trucks are we talking now? Are we talking about the roll caged up motherfuckers or
are we
talking like the race ones? Fucking
No, like roll caged up motherfuckers. But once you put monstrous suspension in there and
wheels and tires,
huge tires, winches. Because
stiff guards, some guards.
Because realistically,
dislocation cones.
You can't.
What?
Dislocation cones.
What the fuck's that?
So that the springs can become.
You get
unattached.
Huge suspension travel.
Yeah.
And the spring normally, you, when you lift a car up, like doing
spring
the rear
out.
Springs on yours, you take the shock out.
Yeah.
And then lift the car, and the axle will swing so low that you can just literally take the rear springs out.
Yep.
But on those, they have dislocation cones, which is just effectively a long piece that
bold.
Means yeah, that means that you get this enormous suspension travel that the spring isn't doing anything, and right. if the cone wasn't there, it would no longer be in its holder, and
like a tether.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
impressed.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. All expected.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, when...
Put these on.
When you start... Oh, I don't like wearing...
Yeah, but you're not talking to the fucking mic either. So at least you'll know when you're not doing it.
When you start...
All right, John?
Yeah, fine, thanks. when you start putting the money in that these guys put in to doing the tagging, and... Like I say, realistically, if you're going to do it like competitively, you can't do it without winches, because the winch isn't just there to get you unstuck. It's there to stop you falling down a bank, for example.
Right.
So if you've got to go across a really steep slope of some description that you're trying to traverse, you can attach the winch at the front.
Yeah.
Keep the tension on the winch.
Yeah.
And it will stop you from just
sliding
down the hill.
Right. Whenever I think of winches, do you know what I think of?
Murderers.
No. Jurassic Park.
That poor Mercedes ML.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And maybe it gets fucking. That bit as well. Are you tired?
No. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Was it you bubbling?
No, it's just a high-pitched squeal.
That's right, go on, it's 40 minutes in.
Yeah, so I don't even know where I was. Oh, I was going to just say a couple of things that have happened, but it's ended up being a Q&A about what a scuffle is.
Should I shut up about scuffling then? There's going to be a lot of people that don't know. Where's the nearest one now to you?
Oh, I don't know. To me now, I don't know if they still do the one at on the Quantox. What's it called? Ashdown?
Ashbrook?
I don't remember.
Fag Ash?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Queer Ash? Was you half interested? What's that one that fucking Hillbilly Helmets put on? What are they called?
Oh,
Tiverton.
Mudbillies.
Mudbilly Hillbillies. Yeah, no, they're not.
Hillbilly Nation.
Hillbilly Nation, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's that sort of thing.
I'll be honest with you. That looked like, if you don't know, Hillbilly Nation, they're quite popular on TikTok, very popular on TikTok, actually. Is that your ass?
No.
Jesus, man.
Have you shit yourself? Did that come through in the mic?
Yeah.
Check out Hillbilly Nation. They do make some very, very funny videos, and they are fucking lunatics, aren't they? They done a video with Bad Boy Chiller Crew, didn't they? They're on one of their music videos.
Oh, right.
Who? Fucking not down with anything, are you?
No, I'm not a nonce
fair,
like you.
That is not... How's a Bad Boy Chiller Crew nonce?
I don't know.
To be fair, do you know who they are?
Ish.
They are not Bulger Singh at
no.
all, are they? They're like a sort of... A modern-day Goldie Looking Chain. Basically, it's the best way I can describe them.
Yeah.
It's accurate, that,
yeah,
isn't it?
It
but
is.
They do make
well, they
some...
wear Burberry.
No, like the modern-day equivalent. The Hoodrich and stuff.
North Face.
I've got a North Face jacket.
That's because you're a cunt.
Anyway,
Jesus,
but they do make
Christ
some fucking good songs. You won't like them.
No.
But they do make some fucking good songs. Like, you listen to them ironically, and then you find yourself quite liking them. But they done a video. They were on one of their music videos, and like they're fucking out of them. And they put on quite a large scuffle, I guess.
Yeah,
looked hilarious. Looked like the most funniest. Just too fucking muddy for me. And I know that's half the fun, but
no, that was particularly
fucking
particularly horrendous.
Bad.
That was particularly horrendous.
I thought they were going to get a load of bad press, but like, Tone and Echo, Spress and Echo was all over it. They were loving life.
Yeah.
But, nah. I mean, you must have got pretty shitty doing scuffling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was some years where it had been like it has been now.
Just raining. Yeah.
But they were always like, that was always when it was difficult, because that's when most of the people got stuck.
Mm.
Because when I first started doing it, there was no restriction. You could turn up in a Corsa.
Right.
If you wanted to try and get round the track, crack on.
That must have been so annoying for people that they're there to actually do. Well, don't let him out. Oh,
yeah.
Let him out. That's fucked for an hour then.
Yeah, exactly that. And like I say, when it was really wet, that was always when it was worse. When people have managed to buy something really cheap. Yeah. They
going out in a Daihatsu. What's those things called?
The Charade.
The Charade, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On like road tires, because they bought it cheap with no window. Like some old farmyard or something.
And an old Subaru Justy Brat or a Justy, yeah, with
fuck yeah.
Just road tires on it.
Yeah.
Well done, Bob. Yeah, so that was always when it was particularly bad. But I did have one or two sort of. They're funny, but I don't know if it's funny because it happened to me and I was there and it was funny because of the moment.
Just tell us, and we'll pretend to laugh.
So one of
that's good. Yeah, I can't believe that.
So one that was loud, Bulge. That was loud.
Why don't we let's get our fucking get some patrons on? Go scuffling.
Okay.
How much is a scuff truck these days? Cheap one.
I mean,
$2,000, I expect.
The problem is that there's no such thing as a cheap truck anymore.
They've all been scuffled.
Yeah.
Well, it's just off-road drifting, isn't it, basically? Like, anything rear-wheel drive was cheap, now it's not.
Yeah.
And there's people that do it cheap, tramp drifters.
Yeah.
Let me look. You talk still.
Yeah. So, like, one of the things that I did do that... at the time, it was very... It was almost frightening, almost. It was on my first Suzuki SJ that I had, that had some pretty decent tires. It was lifted up a bit, had a roll cage and a few other bits and pieces.
The standard stuff.
Yeah, that's one of 650 quid.
What is it?
4-track.
Yeah, Daihatsu 4-track. They're all right if you can get them running.
Ah.
And there's any flaws left in it.
Scuffer truck, not been started in 4 years. Yeah. Got 90% new dumper tires on them. Gear is good. Engine never let me down. Was a fun truck. Reason for sale, guess what it is?
Doesn't run.
I haven't used it. 650.
Yeah.
We'd have a hoot in that one.
Yeah, it would be good fun. Yeah. So, at the...
Both. Right, can you stop now?
It's involuntary, mate. I can't help it.
All of the various gases.
You the fuck? Do you work in tomorrow?
No.
Well, I'm annoyed you then. Who cares?
That's why I got it over here.
Well, open the fucker.
Oh, fuck me. Peer pressure.
Enabler.
Nonce.
Fuck off.
So one of the sort of obstacles early on in the scuffle was... they were known as the humps, and it was
Mama do the hump, Mama do the hump,
and it was just two really close together, but really humps. Quite steep, up down, up down.
Right. Field boobs,
yeah, yeah, basically
field dorks,
and
field baps.
And anyway, there was a just the other side, just the other side
it's
of
not that funny.
The humps, to the side of them was. Was this really boggy section?
Yeah.
So you had a choice that you either go through the really boggy section,
yeah,
or you go over the lady lamps.
What did you call them? Field paths. Try and definitely swallow that Nargy.
That's what she said. and anyway,
motherfucker.
There was a truck stranded on the first of the two lumps.
Right.
On the nipple of the lumps.
And effectively...
Field boobs.
There was also about three trucks currently stranded in the swamp.
Right.
It was kind
of... They went down south then.
It was kind of a no-go area. It was like severe. Right. Really, really, really wet. And I...
And what were you in? SJ.
A little SJ. Right. So, like, there have been some stuff get through the swamp.
Right.
But on big, wide tyres.
Yeah.
Whereas the SJ, obviously, it was quite light. So it had sort of narrow tyres that would sort of dig you into the mud. Because half of the battle with an SJ, if you put, like, dumper tyres on, for example...
Yeah.
It hasn't got the oomph to keep them going.
Yeah.
And what dumper tyres do is they really do dig down into the mud.
Uh-huh.
Because it's supposed to... And effectively, the most effective way to use dumper tyres on an off-roading truck is speed and power. And fire the mud everywhere.
Yeah.
Keep the grooves clean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I say, some of the vehicles that did manage to get through the swamp...
Mm-hmm.
Very much had that on their side.
Yeah.
I did not. I had neither speed nor power.
Or wide tyres.
Anyway, we're stuck in this fucking queue because this vehicle's broken down on the top, the fucking smoke all over the place, and it's got no drive and et cetera, et cetera. And I was following a couple of trucks, and they went round to the side of the hump and then drove up the very steep bit onto the crest of the second hump. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just do that. So I start driving, following them, and I get sort of two-thirds of the way to the top, and then I just start sliding sideways. But, like, this is on an angle, like a big fucking angle. Right. And I was like...
Well, fuck.
Okay, I've done three laps and I'm going to roll the truck immediately.
Are you got someone sat next to you?
Yeah. So managed to...
When?
Thankfully, no, it wasn't, no. William, I don't think William ever went round the track. Genuinely.
Wendy.
He was, yeah.
What, Wendy?
Yeah, exactly. He was always a volunteer and a marshal.
Go?
Yeah. So, if I start going up. That ain't fucking happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I managed to go full left-hand lock down and keep it on its wheels somehow. Genuinely have no idea how. I was like, that was fucking close. Because honestly, if I'd have turned right to try and keep driving up the hill, it would have rolled. I wouldn't have been worried that I was going to hurt myself. I had a roll cage and just a harness.
The truck was fucked.
Yeah, but I just didn't really want to put the truck on its roof immediately. Mm-hmm. So
were you caged up or was it just a shit old truck?
No, it had a cage, but the cage was on there when I bought it, so...
An external one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't really a truck anymore. It was a bit of a tray back thing, but it was Suzuki SJ powered.
Show me pictures of this.
In other words, it had no power.
Not really, that I could lay my hands on.
Not right now, it's a bit for the Facebook page or something.
I will try and find some. We'll try and find some. But anyway.
Put them in the Discord for patrons only, motherfuckers.
Anyway, so I had no choice but to try and sort of crawl around the bottom edge of the hump, staying as close as I could on the dryish land without going too deep into the swamp. And anyway, I managed to get round and that was fine. So we carry on going and all of this and that. Go round. Do a couple of laps of the woodland section and whatever. And then when I get back to the Ford crossing, I can see that it's still jammed up the other side. So I was like, fuck that, I'll turn around. But I couldn't turn around because there was about four trucks behind me.
Right.
And I thought, fucking hell, I'm just effectively going out here and sitting in a car park if I do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that if I could just get through that part of the river, I would have cleared said car park.
Yeah.
So, in my infinite wisdom, I drove along the riverbank, and I thought, I mean, it's only a little stream. It's not going to be deep anywhere. I'll just fucking drop in, and it'll be fine.
Oh, God, I can see where this is going.
Oh, it was deep. Right. And this truck had no windscreen. It was mesh. It didn't have proper doors. There was just some metal. And footholds that you stand in. Yeah, we were about, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour into the day.
Oh, Lord.
I dropped in. Oh, my goodness. It was fucking deep. Like, ha. That was a lot deeper than I thought it was going to be.
Like, yeah.
Well up and over. Well up and over. I dropped in. And the problem was is that I'd put the nose in. I wasn't going to be able to reverse out. Yeah. So I had no choice. I was committed now. Yeah. I was committed now, just praying that I sealed the snorkel up properly. Oh, this fucking tidal wave comes straight over me and my friend Jonathan. Woof.
Funny name.
But yeah, Jonton.
Why is it called that?
Jonathan. Jonton.
Okay.
John and Nathan.
Yeah. So, absolutely fucking drenched us, obviously, for the whole day now. Completely fucking drenched.
I'm assuming it's not sunny enough to dry you out quickly.
Not really, no. Yeah. And so, but anyway, it is what it is. The truck kept going. That's all that matters.
That's the main thing, yeah.
Well, a few hours later, the track had got really quite quiet. And I was determined that I would be able to get up the side of the hump.
How old are you at this stage, by the way?
13, 14.
Oh, so pretty brave and stupid then.
Oh, yeah.
So prime age of bravery and stupidity.
Young, dumb and full of cum.
Yeah. So I decided that the reason I didn't get up there the first time...
Because you've been a pussy.
I wasn't going fast enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
Well, speed fixes everything, Clarkson says.
So I attempted to get up the hump again.
Not that kind of speed bulge.
And I was going quite a bit faster. And I got right to the point of the front wheels were over, yeah, but the back weren't. And then I just sat there spinning.
Axle cramping everywhere.
So I decided more speed is required. Definitely more speed. So
it's not like a pyramid. Just up and down. Was there a flat bit on the top?
No, it goes up and then straight. It was called the humps for a reason.
So you'd take off then if you took it?
Yeah.
Not you, because you're going faster.
Well.
What? Oh, okay. Perfectly set.
So, what happened was, like, I decided low ratio was not needed now.
High
ratio is what is required.
Bit of speed.
And I released all 26 horsepower that SJ had to offer. And... I went at it full send, like as quick as I could manage, right, in the short distance I could cover to get there.
Yeah.
Well, I made it up the hump. Like, I arrived.
And the end.
I was so vertical that I had to pull the handbrake to get the front to come back down, and obviously. I then came back down onto just flat ground.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And that fucking hurt.
Yeah. I can imagine.
That's why you've got a back problem today, isn't it?
I hit the ground so hard, I snapped both front leaf springs and both shocks went bang.
Ping.
Through the bonnet.
Fucking hell.
Fucking
Christ.
Yeah.
And these things are welded up pretty solid as well, I'm guessing. Yeah. There's hardly any give, just no. You were the give.
Yeah, basically.
See, when
you... Yeah, were, yeah.
Yeah. we did... You
Dutch drink some more energy.
Shut up.
Stop shouting.
Sorry.
So, me, Dutch Max,
yeah.
Joe Goodman.
Mm.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Joe Goodman?
Yeah. He's a listener. He has been for a while. Yeah.
I don't know if he still listens.
Oh, he might not anymore, but he certainly
probably
did
not.
Begin with.
I listen to level comes down, sorry.
Do
you watch You on Netflix?
Yeah.
He was called Joe Goodman, wasn't he? Oh, no, Joe Goldberg. Sorry.
Yeah. I think. Gold something. Anyway.
Jewish name.
We did a... We loosely did a scuffle-esque sort of event. It was...
Is that a female scuffle?
Yeah. So, basically, we went and bought cars.
Nipple tassels.
Nipple tassels, yeah. Yeah. And ice cubes.
Carry on.
So we basically did cars in a field.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do this.
The idea was... It was to be an endurance event. What happened was, we all got a bit excited and all went off half-cocked around this field. It's really funny. It's a figure of eight circuit with a little jump in the middle.
It's got death written all over it. Just figure of eight wasn't bad
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Figure of
you
eight.
You put a jump in the middle, so you can't stop in the air.
Yeah, exactly. So, so it was a figure of eight, the loose figure of eight, anyway. The only rules were...
Nine.
Yeah. Is that more or less? The only rules, really, the only hard and fast rules were no impacts into the driver's door.
That shouldn't be a rule, that should be a given.
And no head-on, because...
Pussies.
Because these cars were... We basically bought scrap that ran. MOT fails, rusty as fuck, no cages, no nothing like that. We didn't even take the fucking lights out of things, which is a mistake, because afterwards we had to drive around with a pickup truck and pick all the plastic out of the grass.
Yeah.
Yes. And bits of car. The bits of car weren't too bad,
they're because quite big,
they're quite
they?
Big, but the bits of glass, yeah, that was a problem.
See-through plastic, fantastic. Let's go pick all that out at night.
So it was a figure of eight. There was the long straight, which had the hump, which you could get air off of if you hit it fast enough, as it turned out.
I can't believe you haven't told the story before.
I thought I had.
No.
Anyway, bends at either end, obviously.
You have to meet, obviously.
There was a bog section as well. So there was the bog section, and to the right of it, there was slightly firmer ground. So if you didn't fancy it or you didn't think your car would get through, you go to the slightly firmer bit if you were feeling full send through the bog. So the entry list was... I had a Mercedes... 230T estate.
Nice.
On an F reg. Fucking tank of a car.
Yeah, Jesus.
Absolute tank of a car.
89.
Yeah. There was a Mark II Fiesta. not a tank of a car.
Let's hope you didn't hit that ever.
Yeah. There was a Mark III Fiesta. Also, not a tank of a car. And then there was fucking Goodman turns up with this Ford Sierra that was a farmer's dog house.
Nice.
Oh god. Smell like your old golf when you first bought it.
Yeah. So no, it's worse. He managed to get it running just because the farmer had been like, oh, I have the relays out of that, might be able to use them for a summer. It's like, you're joking, right? So there's this empty relay box and fuse box, and fuses and relays just scat everywhere. It's like, god. Where the fuck do they go? Worked it out, managed to make it run well enough for what we needed it to do. So we get in the field, and in front of me is the Mark II Fiesta. No, sorry, I'm in front, the Mark II Fiesta is behind me. So I get in, I'm like, well, I've got a 2.3 litre four banger here, I'll be alright. Oh, I can't
you're basically in an E30 M3, aren't you?
Can't outrun the Fiesta, fuck. Like, I really can't outrun the Fiesta, this is bollocks. It's like, oh no, I'll get in. I had ABS. I hit the brakes, and it stopped a lot quicker than the Fiesta did. And the Fiesta went off into the back of this fucking Merc that weighed, must have been nearly 2 tons.
Yeah,
the thing was heavy.
Me or the car world?
Both. You, not the car. Yeah, the Fiesta piled into the back of me. Bonnet went up, like creased up, fucking popped the radiator, all sorts. Won it. I was like, oh, fuck me, that's a bit keen. I got out thinking, no, this is going to be a fucking mess, isn't it? My car's going to be fucked. Oh, I've got some paint on it.
Yeah.
I had a bit of his paint on my boot lid, and that was it. My car was undamaged. But yeah. So, the viscous fan on the Merc didn't work. So, high revs, low speed, not good.
No.
Got really hot really quick.
Yeah.
Like, really fucking quick. So, pulled off.
Morning.
Then pulled into the pits. Open the bonnet, because the bonnet still did open at that point, and it was one of them ones that had a steel cap.
Oh, nice.
And it had the overflow tube off the side of the header tank. Well, it was so hot, the header tube, the little tube coming off the tank was going and flicking round everywhere.
Let you have a piss.
Yeah. So basically threw cold water in this thing, fired it up, happy days. Shut the bonnet. Go for another run. Got some front end damage on the next run. Got it very airborne and ends up smashing into the back of the Sierra quite hard. Because you could get about 50 miles an hour across the back straight of this field. So you hit this
bloody hell.
Yeah. It was, oh, Jesus Christ. This, yeah. I was in pain for the next few days, put it that way.
This is back when you were young as well.
I know. Yeah.
Well, that conversation is brand new, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we won the lottery and everything.
Mickey Carroll, remember him?
Yeah.
That fucking yobbo that won the lottery and just played
bangers. Bought Jaguars and went playing bangers in his yard, yeah. So,
I mean, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would.
I'm reading it like, oh, what a moron. Fucking brilliant idea.
Yeah.
What a bastard for not inviting me. Yeah.
So, incurred some front end damage. Couldn't open the bonnet. And this is a testament to that era of Mercedes build quality. Because I then ran it for an hour and a half until it ran out of fuel. Flat chat with no water in it. No coolant fucking at hell. All. And eventually it heat seized.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Really, did it?
Yeah. Eventually it heat seized. And I was like, oh, that's fucked it. So I left it by the bottom corner to cool down. That bunch of arseholes started using its target practice. To the point where one of the lads, Chris Farley, was going flat stick down the little straightway bit in his Mark II Fiesta. And handbrake turning into the Merc at speed. And what was funny is...
hearing this story.
The Merc would sit there and rock on its springs when this Fiesta hit it at 40 miles an hour. And the Fiesta would like ping off of it. It was like watching someone playing pinball. It was like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, let it cool down,
like
fired
a
up.
A child fighting a sumo wrestler.
Yes, pretty much.
And other fantasies are available.
Don't want to know how your brain works. Jesus Christ. But it was just fucking hilarious. Eventually, I think the car got fed up with being neutral dropped.
Yeah.
Because it was literally, I'd stick it in neutral, rev the fuck out of it, and just bang it in drive.
God.
The only way to make the wheel
spin. You could do that once these days, couldn't you? In something modern.
I don't think your car would let you neutral drop it, would it?
But, I mean, alright, something that would let you do it.
Yeah.
You'd only do that once before it broke catastrophically.
Went bang, yeah.
I mean, how many times did you do it on that one day?
I did it all day. First thing I did was like, well, you put it in drive and you're like, will it spin the wheels? No. Because it had no
power,
basically.
Was he there,
yeah.
Will it?
Twat. And it was just like, well, it won't spin the wheels. It won't do a burnout. So, right, okay. Neutral drop it is then. So, bearing in mind, it literally had been running for all of about 3 minutes at this point. It's just like on the rev limit. Yeah, that'll probably do. Bang.
Didn't you do this twice?
We did. The second time was less successful because the Volvo 440 that I had was already wounded.
How'd you get 440? I mean, this is back in the day when shit wasn't worth anything.
Yeah.
Which one's that? Is that the little hatch?
It's the Renault-based hatch thing, yeah.
Rear drive though, weren't they?
No, that's a 360 or a 340, you're thinking.
Oh, I think a 340. I mean, is it pop-up headlights?
Yes.
The one you had?
Wedge-shaped. Like
wedge-shaped. I thought they were quite cool.
No, 480 it was, not a 440.
Do you know what they remind me of? Or, like, what modern car reminds me of them?
A shoe. I don't know.
Not a modern car, Bolt. Drink some more energy. Or that. The XC30. Which one had the Volvo 5 banger in it?
Oh, the C30.
C30, sorry.
It's a Focus with a Volvo body, basically.
I wouldn't say it that way around. Or is it?
It really is.
Oh, sorry, because I thought you meant because the Volvo... Because the Focus has got the Volvo 5 banger. I'll get there eventually.
Because
You're such a prick.
I don't know if that warranted that kind of laugh.
For those of you that aren't in the room, he was focused on me as I was talking, turned to John, frowned and just went, is he... I mean, I am fucking here. Because, right, I'll start again now. I can actually articulate.
No, you can't.
Well, I'll give it a damn good go.
A damn you faster than you go. What's one plus?
Shut up, you fucking mong. The Focus ST used a Volvo engine, didn't it?
Mm.
So you said, oh, it's like a Focus with a Volvo body on it.
Well, it is.
But is that...
Literally, it's a Focus.
So is the C30 basically a Focus?
Yes.
Is it actually?
Yeah. All Focus shit underneath.
Well, I never knew that. But the Focus is... No, the only Volvo part was the engine.
There's an L in Volvo.
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 Hulk Hogan.
That's what I said.
Dove.
You said Volvo.
You but did then I... say Volvo. You did. You fucking did.
But then I argued that I didn't say F. And now I hear every single F I make. Yeah. And there's a lot of them.
Every F you make.
A lot of F ups. I know that much. Fuck me, it's been out, isn't it?
Oh, has Jesus.
Fucking hell. I'm at the time of my life. I've never laughed so much. That's a lie.
Yeah.
I've never lied. What?
That's a lie.
Only to the police. I.e. the ex-wife.
God. Right. Five now.
Fuck me.
So I'll tell you about why Sebastian Vettel is overrated.
Go on then.
Oh, you can try.
Can I have my headphones back?
Gladly.
What's the beef with wearing them?
Oh, they squeeze your head too fucking tight and they don't fit over your ears.
Explains the shape of his head.
Splains, does it? Does it splain?
Explains.
You did not say it.
That
explains.
Is what I said. Into the mic, psych.
Who's it?
Well, this is why I prefer the round table. Is because currently, for me to talk into the microphone.
You're clipping now, dickhead.
Don't talk into the microphone.
Oh, you can be off now.
Bye.
Right. I am with you. So, right. Okay. Nowhere near the microphone then. Do you know what I nearly said a minute ago?
You just whistled then.
I know. Do you know what I said?
Come on, Jeffrey. Come get the ball. Can I play a game of Crazy Snakes?
Stop making me laugh because I'm about to die, I think.
Shut it, Pablo.
Not anymore.
So let's hear your argument about...
Right, clipping boy.
Seb Vett.
This isn't my argument. Okay? This is an argument. Not mine. I agree with you. I like Seb Vett. Always have done.
Prefer Seb Doctor, to be honest.
This is a video from Bulge's favourite app, TikTok.
Nonsense-tick.
The caption is, my honest reasoning behind why I think Vettel is an overrated driver. And I was like, pish pshaw. Never in my life have I read so much drivel other than when I've written it. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't write.
In 2000... or speak. In 2005, Seb joins F3 as a Sauber junior driver. He finished a disappointing fifth behind the likes of Adrian Sutil and Lewis Hamilton, who scored nearly triple his points. Okay?
Yeah.
Sauber having one of their reserve drivers in 2007.
Car's a dog.
After Kubica's crash... crash.
Yeah,
he gets a chance in F1, filling in for a race.
Yeah.
He's paired with Nick Heidfeld. Vettel has his chance to impress. And he did not impress. He was I can never say this word right. Obliterated.
Yeah.
Yep.
By Nick and lost to him by a landslide. We'll allow it though, because Nick Heidfeld was a great driver who beat the likes of Kimi, Kubica, and Massa in equal cars.
Okay.
Seb leaves. Seb leaves Sauber and joins Red Bull's Toro Rosso for the end of 2007. He didn't do much special in this time, losing comfortably to his teammate in this period. Okay? They do say, I rate this season from Vettel. He performed quite well. In 2008... sorry, not very well. In 2008, Toro Rosso built a great car, the fourth best on the grid, even better than their senior team Red Bull. This car was capable of podiums, and Vettel also scored a win in Monza, as you may remember.
Yeah.
Famously. In 2009, he joins the senior team and is paired with an old, decaying Mark Webber, who is well past his prime.
It's a bit fucking...
I don't know that I'd go well past his prime.
I mean, he'd been in F1 for a very long time at this. I mean, he was about 40 odd.
Would you say that Alonso is well past his prime?
No. I'd say he's past his prime.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Oh, you're not saying he's well
past. I don't know that Webber was well past his prime.
It was Mark Webber who took flight in Le Mans. Yeah. 99, wasn't that?
And what year?
In the Mercedes. Was it 99?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
99. Yeah. He in his 40s, I think, at this stage. It was so unnecessary, but also so necessary at the same time. Red Bull has the best car after Turkey. Sorry.
Best car after Turkey.
Turkey GP.
Turkey sandwich.
Moist makers.
Oh yeah.
Red Bull Red Bull had the best Turkey. Car after Turkey and had an easy task of catching a slowing Braun GP. Which is true.
Yeah.
They failed after many mistakes from both drivers. Okay. In 2010, Red Bull had a rocket ship. A championship is certain for them. Vettel wins his first title, but despite having easily the best car, takes it all the way to the last race in a fight with Alonso, Webber and Hamilton.
Yeah.
So they're saying he should have Verstappened it, basically.
Yeah.
But he didn't. In 2011, the following year, Red Bull has a car that can only really be compared to Verstappen's 23 car. Utterly dominant. Vettel wins by a landslide. Mistakes here and there cost him some wins to Button and Webber. Okay. 2012, Red Bull no longer have the best car, McLaren do. But fortunately for them, McLaren's pit crew are incompetent and made 11 pit stop errors and DNF 9 times, costing many wins and ultimately the championship. Fernando manages to take the championship to the last race of the season in a midfield car. A midfield car, okay? Vettel does end up winning, however, after Schumacher waved him by in the last race and De Resta crashed, handing him the championship. Which is true, Schumacher did.
Yeah.
Can get on my German protege friend Fraulein, right?
Michael, no.
In 2013, after Pirelli changed the tyres mid-season, a championship with potential to be one of the very best is ruined because this change made Red Bull nearly a second faster than the rest. Vettel wins. In 2014, Red Bull bring in a young new talent in the team, Ricciardo.
Yeah,
easy work for Vettel. In reality, now Vettel finally has a good teammate, he's exposed. Bearing in mind, at the end of the championship, Ricciardo had 238 points compared to Vettel's 167. That's quite a difference. Yeah. Ricciardo, some bloke called Hamilton or something, he won the championship ahead of some bloke called Rosberg or something. Third. And so after the two Mercedes have landslided it, Ricciardo. Then it's Bottas in a Williams in fourth. Fifth, Vettel. Many points behind.
Yeah.
80 points behind his own teammate in the same car. Joins Ferrari the next year. He is paired with another old decaying teammate, Kimi Raikkonen, who the season prior lost to his teammate Alonso by nearly 100 points.
Yeah.
Vettel performs mediocre in 2015, 2016, picking up some wins here and there. Nothing much happens in these years for him. In 2017, Ferrari build the best car. The battle is on for Vettel. Can he win his fifth? Vettel leads the championship midway, and as long as he doesn't drop the ball or make a mistake, he can win. Loses his head under pressure. Comes second behind Hamilton by 50 points.
Yeah.
2018, the car is even better than last year. With races ticking away, Vettel looks to have his fifth championship in his grasp. Made a very simple error in Germany, you may remember. Sticks it in the wall.
Yeah.
Loses to Lewis. 2019, Ferrari no longer have the best car, but it's fine because they'll just cheat. True. Was it a fuel pressure sensor? Ferrari also signed a young kid to the team, Charles Leclerc. Just like in 2014, now that he's paired with a decent teammate, he loses. Ferrari get a few wins in 2019 after adding illegal parts to the car and get away with it. However, because they said they'd leave the sport otherwise... Sorry, they get away with it because they said they'd leave. 2020, Vettel was awful and loses to a teammate, Leclerc, with nearly triple his points.
Yeah.
Leclerc was 8th with 98 points. Vettel was 13th. Between them is Norris, Gasly, Stroll, Ocon, and then Vettel.
What about Mazda's spin?
I think he was 21st in a 20 driver championship. Knowing he can't beat him, he leaves for Aston Martin, a team who had had great success the season before as Racing Point. He joins Lance Stroll, one of the worst drivers in the modern era of F1. not something I agree with, to be honest with you.
Mazda spin.
Vettel, except Lance doesn't lose all that easily to Seb. And like literally, it's as hard to show, but you can see the graph there pretty much in the middle.
Yeah.
Races. Stroll actually beats him 11 races to 10. Vettel beats him qualifying 14 to 8. Points 43 to 34 in favour of Vettel. Best race finish, Vettel second, Stroll sixth. Vettel retires knowing that he can... Vettel retires knowing that now there isn't many drivers he can beat anymore. He's replaced by Alonso. And as you can see by the graph, compared to Lance Stroll...
Yeah.
Very landslide. Much landslide in Alonso's favour.
Yeah.
Massively. 21-22... 21-19. I don't know what this is, by the way. Is that points? Can't be points, can it?
Are there prizes?
Times they've beaten each other, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
But it's 21 to Stroll, 19 to Vettel, and the year below, which is 23, 18 to Alonso, 3 to Stroll. Off the track, he's proven time and time again to be a great role model for many fans, but would need to stop these delusional comparisons between him and the likes of Lewis Fernando and others. What do you think after hearing that?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you break it down to the bare bones, if you break it down to the bare bones of a season, you know, as in summing up an entire season in one sentence.
Then, yeah, true.
Then,
but you can summarize a season in one sentence.
Yeah, to an extent.
Well, Max Verstappen won the 2023 World Championship. That's summed up in a sentence.
Yeah, but then I was about to say, you can say the same thing about Verstappen, you know. In 21, that car was the only car on the grid that could compete with Mercedes, not just compete but beat them.
Yeah,
and Verstappen should have won that championship 5 races before the end. I think it was.
Oh yeah, it was definitely. And this is always the argument. People always say to me, "Oh, but 21 this, 21 that." The fact of the matter is, that was definitely. Verstappen's championship to lose.
Yes, yeah, which he nearly did. He had a good effort of.
Well, let's be real. If it wasn't for the Kenneth Williams thing, then
he wouldn't have
won it, would he?
No.
You know, and yeah, it was ridiculous because, like you said, he should have sewn that championship up. But that was one season, though.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know because I mean, like you could say the same about so many of the sort of
greats,
yeah.
But can you though? Because I'm just thinking this through. Alonso, okay, he's only inverted commas, like even fit in a Formula One car. Yeah. He's only won 2 World Championships.
Yeah,
there is a driver that should have won a lot more.
Yeah,
through time wasted at McLaren and being, you know. Giuseppe'd by fucking Ferrari and all this jazz.
Well, look at
I'm still okay. No, that's your turn.
All I was going to say is look at Button. Would he have won? Did he not have the fastest car at the beginning of the year?
No. Yeah. No. But you, is that an argument though? Oh. They only won because he's got the fastest car and he's the fastest driver. Lucky shit.
Look at Lewis currently. Case in point.
Yeah. He was gifted every championship he's ever won. But anyway. But it's a difficult one because, yes, you can argue that Verstappen only won the championship in 21 because of Nürburgring and all that sort of shit. But like this is what I've said before. Like when using those championships that we've been talking about, Vettel, when he stuck it in the wall in Germany.
Yeah.
That was the pivotal point of the championship.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Championship 20 races long.
Yeah.
That just happened to be the point. That is the point where it went downhill.
Yes.
But had he got that race he got a fourth. If he got second, he'd be fine. He might have come from the back of the grid and got fourth. What an amazing drive.
Yeah.
That could have won in the championship. But then when it always boils down to that one point, but it doesn't. Especially when a season, like you said, you can't sum it up in one season, in one sentence, in one crash.
And you know, the thing on there about when they changed the Pirelli tyres and it worked in favour of Ferrari. Yeah, for race one.
Yeah.
You know, but you show me any car on the grid that even after fucking first practice one, they haven't changed something by first practice two. Mm. You know, and it's the same. It's the same with the 22.
No, I think Pirelli fundamentally changed their tyre design, which it was when he was at Red Bull, which enabled the Red Bull to work with their aerodynamic package or whatever. I don't know. But it wasn't a...
No, but, you know, you can say the same about... Well, you've only got to look at the 2022 season. mm-hmm. you know, all those cars suffering with the porpoising.
Yeah.
You know, Red Bull didn't suffer with it, not to the extent that everyone else did. And by race two, like...
No one was porpoising.
80% of the grid had adapted the same aerodynamic stuff as Red Bull to eliminate the porpoising, other than Mercedes.
Yeah. You got a problem, change your fucking car.
Yeah.
You change your car. And all that.
You speak to your drivers.
Because Tekno's been saying the car is fucked. No, he hasn't.
Get him down here.
I put it out. He gives it to Anthony.
Yeah.
Foles doesn't know what's going on, do you?
Nope.
You've not seen that clip before?
Nope.
It's from change your fucking car.
You must have heard that before.
Nope.
You've got a problem. Change your fucking WhatsApp messages. Basically.
Blurred penis. Allegedly blurred penis. It's
quite obviously a finger.
Who sends a picture of their finger, though?
I don't know. It's whatever.
Unless you do, it's bigger.
Whatever.
Little finger.
Whatever juices were on the finger is the is the question, isn't it?
Squelch.
Okay. Well, his own jizz was on it, you think?
I don't know what it would have been.
Bumhole juice.
Allegedly.
Alleged. Massive allegedly, then, in case Red Bull PR team are listening.
I know. Let's sue these no-name motherfuckers.
Yeah. For just... what? Exactly.
For their air fresheners. And their fridge magnets. Go, go!
Shit lanyards.
For their drive tribe. Stuff. Great. Drive crate thing.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. What was it called?
Drive crate, yeah. When you said drive, I was so confused, it just threw me off.
Robin Bastard crate.
Yeah. They still tried to take the money again. Still kept trying. I had to email them, say, stop taking it. They said, oh, we know you haven't renewed. There's nothing we can do. I was like, yeah, you can fuck off and cancel the damn thing.
You can get to fuck.
So yeah, they emailed
you
me.
You do not fuck slam my credit card, fuck.
He's gone as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Gunter.
Yeah, the old
This is what I don't understand as well, though, with the F1 press and stuff at the minute. It's like, you see all of this all the time. Gunter Steiner has commented about what... He's not in the sport anymore.
Yeah, who cares?
Like,
but then they'll print what Jack Villeneuve says. He hasn't raced since 2001. Yeah. And Ralph Schumacher. All these bitter drivers got fucking everything to say.
Yeah. Nico Rosberg said... Oh,
yeah, who gives a fuck what he thinks? Who cares what he...
Genuinely.
Yeah, I liked him because he beat old Amel bitch.
Yeah.
And then fuck, he just wouldn't shut up.
No.
Oh, shut up. You fucking blonde-haired goon.
But then it's going back to the change your fucking car. Yeah. All of those bits. One of the other clips as well that I do like. Every time I see
I think
it,
I know what you're
gonna I'm
say.
Like, yes, Martin Brundle.
Oh, okay.
Is when... Christian Horner says to him, "Oh, you're a bit too old to have raced here, aren't you? It's a shame you'd have enjoyed it." And he goes, "Yeah, it's a shame you weren't fast enough to race in Formula One." I thought, "Oof,
yeah, that
throw that shade."
Ouch.
Yeah, that cube is it the Ice Cube film that? Oh,
yeah,
is it Black
Friday?
Black Eye Friday or something?
That's Friday.
What? Just the film's just called Friday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is it?
It's Ice Cube and Chris Tucker.
Ironically.
Damn. That's it. Bye, Felicia. That's where that comes from as well.
That's it.
Yeah, no, the other bit I like is I believe it was either Drive to Survive or sort of F1's media sort of team. So it became Americanized, man. Formula One.
Chuck Leclerc.
They gave sort of unprecedented access to a driver's briefing. Which they haven't done since, annoyingly, because it was old. Oh, what's he called? Dead's fuck. Flag waving man. Sebastian Vettel trying to go fuck himself one race. Do you know who I mean?
No.
It's going to annoy. Wodge will know. Wodge?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's not here this week.
I can't think of what he's fucking called. It's going to annoy me. He was literally the race starter for fucking years, and he was really high up in the FIA. And he died quite recently. And he gave Sebastian Vettel a penalty. And he got on it. You tell him to go fuck himself. And all that's fucking mental. I think Hamilton the wanker signal. Oh, it all kicked off anyway. Romain Grosjean, of all people, has got to speak on nothing at all ever. Do you know what I mean?
He crashed once. Yeah. Real bad.
Yeah, that's what you're known for. That cookery and being mediocre in indie.
And trying to cookery yourself.
Again, take none of this seriously. I could even fit. I'm too fat to stand near a Formula One yeah. car. Let alone
and I'm too scared to drive truck off-road, so...
A bulge is slow, even on a computer.
Right.
He's too tired for a comeback. I love when he's like this.
As I say,
on my win.
Your fucking delusions are hilarious.
Andy, who? So, anyway.
That's why he likes Pink Floyd.
Shut up. Romain Grosjean says, are we allowed to loosen our belts at all during the cool-down lap? He's like, no. He said, no. I said, what, not allowed to loosen? He's like, no. Under no circumstances should be loosening your belts, taking your belts off. He went, all right, because Hamilton does it every time he wins. Hamilton's there like, okay.
Oh, fuck.
And everyone's like, he didn't even promise.
Brilliant.
I'll have to try and dig it out. It's quite funny. I mean, I told you the nuts and bolts of it, but now yeah. you see the actual people say the words, not me. Which is always better.
Yeah.
Right, we're an hour and 25.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. And I've got to go on.
See? Patreon listeners, now know, because you were fuck-assing around on your phone at the start, weren't you?
Yeah, but there was a funny Formula One-related thing.
Yeah, but you didn't post in the Discord and we're trying to start, and now you're like, I need to go.
Yeah, it's fucking late, man.
What time is it?
25 to 10.
8 o'clock.
Is it 25 to 10?
Yes.
Fucking hell. Anyway, so, Bolger's car game.
Doing it on your own, no.
Should you just carry it on? You're too fucking tired to think, let alone talk.
Can if you want.
Really?
No.
Go on, stay.
I've got to go.
I ain't going to go to work.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I got to go.
Let's do Bolger's car game first.
No, because I don't have a car.
Maybe I do.
Well, tough luck. You can save
well,
it for
well,
next
we
week.
Can do Bolger's car game.
There's not fun about it, there.
True.
That one time I was here, you had to get a guest on just to fucking fill in for me. What?
Fill you in. He loved it.
I'm tired as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a bedroom to sort out now.
There you go, see?
Oh, well, thank you so much for listening. I had a whale of a time.
Oh, it was a good crack.
It was funny.
What? No, that's later. Yellow. I'm too tired. We're still recording, by the way. You're just miming things to me.
I know. That's why I mimed it.
John, you can do the goodbyes.
Thank you ever
hang
so
on,
much.
Set, of course, the thing. Let's do that first.
Well, okay, Rob is currently winning again.
I mean, there is no point because if I say, oh, Rob's it's BMW M235i.
No, because this will come out and release when we're picking a new Mugello. Car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the point of me saying anything?
I don't know.
Right.
Tell them we're doing it.
Okay, we're doing a set of Corsa.
Tell them that PC is different to Xbox.
Yeah. Just, if you're ever wondering.
And see, now you want to talk.
If you're ever wondering, there is a difference between the games and the way the cars drive versus PC and Xbox. Other words are available.
Xbox.
Xbox.
I like
yeah,
it.
Rob's a fucking
he can
arsehole.
Afford one.
What time has he
have
done?
Have you seen?
So what, hang on. I've done 1057 or something?
2057.
Sorry.
No.
2061.
No, 2061. I did 2057-ish, something like
2056 you've done, because it's half a second between you. So hang on. 2061 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2612. Yeah, I did 2056.
1256.
Benny did 2083. And wait. Then, like a fucking wrecking ball,
Matt Gaming.
Rob comes in and does a 2048, and then does a 2035.
2035?
Yes.
He's banned.
And
in his ballast.
The reason I say that there is a difference.
500 kilos of ballast.
Don't get me wrong, I am by no means a racing driver. I make plenty of mistakes when I'm playing on the Xbox games.
Xbox.
And I was getting laps above 2:10, like 2:12, 2:13, and that was about the best I could do. And I was obviously looking at the times that everyone else was posting,
me
thinking, like, this can't be right. Like, I'm not that far off the pace normally. And then I've had a go on Noodle's computer.
And once he got rid of the midget porn and the...
And I've put in a 208.2.
No, he went faster than that, 270, I think.
Was it?
Something like that, mate.
High 207s, perhaps.
Slower than me, baby.
Yeah, but in, but still, in four laps, difference.
Well, you said that it was completely different.
Like, totally sense. Different.
But even, like, the gearing, you were like, I'm not even, I'm in, like, I'm nid in sixth here, and I'm barely out of fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is gearing you can't adjust on that car.
No, you can't,
by the way.
Luckily.
You can... You
well,
can...
luckily and unluckily, because sixth is the longest gear that's ever existed. And as we found out tonight, which I didn't even realise, it's an 8-speed gearbox. What track are you driving when you need fucking 8th gear on that?
It's just a... Yeah.
Don't know. It is just a Spierre.
So, yes.
The Autobahn.
If you have the equipment and want to have a go on the Assetto Corsa Challenge, check out our Facebook page. There is a post on the and the Instagram. Mm. Facebook page.
The Instagram just tells you to go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, there is a post on there saying...
Facebook page.
Saying this week's car and track combination, you just have to take a picture of your lap time.
Yeah, and preferably so we can see what car and track you're on, so you don't just
do
a 100-metre drag race and go, fucking hell, I've done it in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Niall's love life.
100 metres, that's your love life.
God.
Okay.
So, yeah, get onto the Facebook page. Find out which car and track we're doing. Gets changed every Friday.
Every Friday, Morgan. Wow, depending on how quickly Rob tells me.
Yeah, gets changed on a Friday, and effectively, whoever posts the fastest lap gets to choose the next week's
Although,
car and track combination.
Rob is already bored of suggesting and put it out
he's
to me.
He's done it once.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has.
No, he hasn't.
MX5 and M235 were his, weren't they?
Yeah.
Which you said M235.
No, it wasn't.
Mugello, didn't you?
No, you picked the fucking Porsche stupid thing. I didn't even have a go in.
935.
That's the one.
Because you're a fairy.
The shifter wakes the neighbours' kids up.
Yeah.
It's a funny name for my penis.
No allegedly there.
Yeah, massive allegedly. It was a joke.
No one.
What's worse than a bunch of ants in your pants?
Parents in your ants?
No, bunch of uncles.
That was really good.
Nasty. Right, anyway.
Bye.
Adios, muchachos.
Un pachi muñano. Why are you straightening out a carrier bag?
Oh.
Why are you moving that old table, you fat fuck? You just let out a little fart then. Look at him, he's pissing himself laughing.
He's pissing and shitting himself. Simultaneously.
Should I hit stop now?
Yes.